Hello, listeners of Horror Soup. Caleb here, and I'm going to bug you for a quick second like I do very often. Unfortunately, there's a buzzing throughout this episode. I didn't know it was on the recording until I went in to start editing this and toss the episode on, but it seems there is a buzzing throughout this episode, and unfortunately, me and Kim recorded two Amityvilles together, so the next Amityville is also going to have the buzzing. I think there's a couple Patreon episodes, like there's one that James and Tough Guy did on this movie called The Apple, and I think that one might have the buzzing on it too. Maybe a couple other things that are coming out soon. We didn't record a ton with this problem, but we did record enough episodes for it to matter at least a little bit. So I apologize for that, but we are getting into Amityville on this one. Well, I guess back into Amityville. It's been a while is what I'm saying. It has been a while, but me and Kim are doing an Amityville. Hopefully the buzzing isn't too bad. I guess I really won't know till the episode's out. I'll be finding out with all of you. But that's the update. That's the update. There is also going to be a live show in 2 days. That is May 24th at 8 o'clock p.m. That's the Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, if you're listening to this episode at the time of it releasing. You can get a ticket for the live show by going to patreon.com/horrorsoup and hitting up the digital live show tier. We will be discussing a movie called Skinner, which it is going to be a wild ride, starring Ted Raimi, Ricky Lake. Hope to see you guys there. And with that,
there once was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She loved to fuck doggy style on the church pew. I smoke crack by day and brisket by night. I'm quite the loose cannon, but my butthole is tight. I'm Kim Wilson, and this is Horror Soup.
That was beautiful, Kim.
Thank you.
That was great.
That was my spoken word poetry.
Yeah, so when did you write that poem?
I think I was about 10.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was probably 2004, and I was coming home from summer camp, and I had this thought that
you
I would...
You were telling me about summer camp. You had a... It sounded like you had a weird time at summer camp.
Are you kidding me? I had the best time at summer camp, like the most formidable years of my life.
Okay.
I have so many stories, but yeah, summer camp was great for me. What do you mean? That's where I learned how to swim. That's where I fucking listened to rap music.
Okay.
What else?
Because I feel like you told me some...
Oh, we made the Steve drink for Steve from Blue's Clues. My friends and I made a drink dedicated to him. And we took a blood oath. And
wait, what?
Oh, shit. I wasn't supposed to say that.
You did what now?
We didn't take a blood oath, but we did make a drink for him and we toasted to it. We had lock-ins at the summer camp.
They did what to you? They locked you in?
Have you ever been to a lock-in?
Like they locked you in?
I was going to say at church. They really
they wouldn't let you out.
Yeah, they lock you in overnight and you'd like sleep over at the fucking summer camp place. It was awesome, though. And your parents would come pick you up in the morning. We'd dance all night long. And my sister and I... We're in charge of bringing the music. We'd have all the burnt CDs because we were those bitches. We were cool.
Okay. What songs did you bring?
So I specifically remember, actually. I'm glad you asked. Our hottest track was like, again, this was like 2004. So our hottest track was like Throwbacks. And it was a burnt CD. And track number one was Big Papa by Biggie Smalls. Sir Mix-a-Lot. I Like Big Butts was on there. Sean Paul, Get Busy was on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we had... And that wasn't really a throwback at the time. That actually was like a new song.
That one's a little more relevant.
Oh, Baby Boy, Beyonce, and Sean Paul. We liked Sean Paul back then.
Yeah.
That was on there.
Sean Paul was a thing back then.
Yeah, that was like his prime.
What is Sean Paul doing now?
He's like in his late 40s, and he's thriving. I mean, he's loaded and just like, I think, living
in... He's only in his late 40s.
Yeah, I mean, we should look it up. I think he's like in his late 40s. Maybe I'm wrong.
I feel like it could be like early 50s, but
he
I don't
might
know.
Be early 50s. I mean, I don't You're, think.
I mean, I'm not going to doubt it. That sounds about
late
right.
Late 40s, early 50s. I think we're both on the right time frame.
Okay.
But yeah, I think he lives in Jamaica and just does the damn thing.
Oh, okay.
But maybe not. I don't know. Why don't we ask Sean Paul? Why don't we get him on the show?
You got his number right now? You want to talk to him?
What's your favorite Sean Paul song?
Honestly, dude, I don't know if I even remember any of the names off the top of my head.
Temperature,
nowadays.
You know Temperature.
Yeah. I feel like
Get busy. Just give me the light.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I feel like I know a fair amount of Sean Paul songs. You know, they pop on, but really, like I said, I don't know what he's doing nowadays. I don't know when the last time I listened to Sean Paul was. I think middle school.
It's because you
honestly
hate him, is what you're trying to say.
It's fun.
So, yeah, Sean Paul. Needless to say, this intro
there was a time,
has...
I'm saying there was a time for Sean Paul, you know what I mean?
There was. You're not wrong.
When was the last time you listened to Sean Paul?
I feel like fairly recently he was on... Okay. Oh, recently. He did a feature with Pia Mia, who I fucks with.
I don't know who Pia Mia is.
You're from California? Wow.
Who's Pia Mia?
She's like a teeny bopper singer. She was friends with Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Mia Gladstone?
Why do I know that name? I definitely have heard that name.
Probably because I've shown you her music before.
I definitely have heard that name. But I don't listen to her.
Very underrated. Everyone listen to Mia Gladstone.
I trust y'all.
And Sean Paul.
And
okay, hold on. Wait, okay. Now I'm excited. Ooh. Mia Gladstone needs a Sean Paul feature.
I don't listen to her, but I agree. I would agree that everybody needs a Sean Paul
feature.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just don't know who's who else has he done a feature with lately?
Oh, geez. Lately? Oh, I don't know.
Or
about
just
lately.
Like in the last 5 years.
I feel like he just did a feature with somebody big.
Look up what Sean Paul
did. Look it up. I feel like he just did a feature with somebody big, but I don't know about lately, but he did do two Pia Mia features recently, Hot and How We Do It. Just saying.
Okay.
But I don't know, but I feel like he did just do something fairly big. Go to Spotify and look this shit up. I'm intrigued. Needless to say, while he's looking this up, this all ties into the movie we watched.
I'm not getting anything that I want fast enough, so I'm just going to move on.
Okay. Well, we'll follow up later with Sean Paul's biggest features.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned anything. Okay, so we are going to talk about Amityville Vanishing Point, but also there's going to be a live show still at the end of this month, aside of basement flooding.
Bend me over the table and smack me with a pizza paddle. I don't care. I want the meatloaf. I want the hash brown casserole.
It's not, the food isn't even good. The food is not even good.
Caleb, you took this to the polls a while ago and you're like, our listeners?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Think I did.
Okay, it was Tough Guy. Tough Guy took it to the polls and...
That doesn't count.
And so now, see, this is... 60% of the listeners said it was fire. And I had multiple
Tough
people
Guy took
DM
it
me
where?
Saying,
to the Horror Soup page or to his page?
Horror Soup.
No, he took it to his page. I don't believe
God, it.
It
was on Horror Soup.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't think people said they like Cracker Barrel.
I have multiple DMs, and I still get DMs from people like, Kim, I'm at Cracker Barrel right now. Shit's fire.
Yeah, that's because people love to see both of us suffer, whether it's you with Amityville or me with Cracker Barrel.
What?
They don't care as long as we're...
Can we talk about what we're watching?
And thank you to Elizabeth Wiggum. Thank you
that's
to
cool
Tara Greenwell.
These are really cool last names.
In a well? Come on.
Greenwell
Come on.
Wiggum?
And Jennifer... What? Weilere.
W-E-I-L-E-R-E.
I really don't know how to say
it. Hold on. I have to write this down and try to
spell it. W-E-I-L-E-R-E.
E-R-E.
Jennifer Weiler. But they all donated on Patreon. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Weiler?
It's probably just Weiler.
Weiler?
I think I said that in my head earlier, and now that I'm looking at it more and I've like thought about it too much, it's
Wheeler?
Destroying my brain.
It's Weiler or Weiler, but that is an interesting... Let us know, actually.
I don't think it's Weiler, though, right?
I'd be really intrigued to understand.
Weiler? I think Weiler makes sense.
I mean, I don't...
And you're like ignoring like the last E or something.
I don't
you
know if any
mean?
Of it makes sense, but I want to know how you pronounce your last name. But these are all cool last names. Shout out to all three of you.
Maybe they're getting us again. There was actually a Patreon donator that I thanked a couple weeks ago, and it was like W-I-E-D-Y-B or something like that, I think. And then I said it out loud. I was like, I think I... That's an alarm.
Caleb's, that's his morning alarm. He's supposed to be waking up right
now. At a solid 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. That does actually...
Literally, last week I texted you about something. You're like, thank God you texted me because I just woke up. It was like 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, that is about my wake-up time, actually.
Wait, so this person's name, how was it pronounced?
They said it was just something that like they couldn't change. Like I think it was just like some kind of screen name or something.
Oh.
But I was like, I feel like I'm getting got right now. You know, I was like, I feel like I just got like Ashton Kutcher pranked.
I would
but
never
they were like,
be
nah,
the...
you didn't get got.
Yeah,
dude.
I would never want to be the person that has to read out the names at graduation because I would just butcher people's names.
Oh yeah, for sure. Any name I've ever read in my life,
yeah,
I'm gonna butcher. So, and you know, it
sorry
happens.
If we butchered your last name, Jennifer, but we love you.
No, it's Weiler for sure. I'm giving it to them.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all the stuff. Oh, if you're not watching the episode right now, you can usually find it on YouTube and you can pretty much always find it on Spotify. It'll always come out on YouTube like later. If it's a video episode, I'm not always on time.
Within
those
the
YouTube,
year.
within the year. No, those YouTube uploads are a pain in the ass, dude. They got to process forever.
Yeah.
I got to make a thumbnail, like all that.
Remember I realized what a thumbnail like, was? Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely were not aware of that for a while. You were like, what's up with your nail?
Yeah.
On your thumb? I'm pretty sure
you
that's exactly
kept
what you said.
And I was like, what's wrong with Tough Guy's nail? He did have a finger issue for a while. Anyways, but can we just acknowledge what we're here for today? Because it's been a while.
It's been a while since this show introed, and we haven't even mentioned the fact that it's been so long since we've had one of these episodes.
I bet Ricky is the only person still listening right now. Shout out to Ricky.
Ricky's the best, and I think he just made a podcast.
He did.
I thought, okay, so I'm confused by it because what I heard, you know, maybe he's making... Maybe there's other things going on. I'm not going to say what I thought.
Yeah, he probably has some other things in the works.
Yeah.
He's a creative mind.
Shit, now I need to find the name real quick. But I know I followed it.
While you're looking
this
up, shout out to Ricky. What's his IG? Ricky DeBeats?
Ricky DeBats? I've always called it Ricky DeBats in my head. I don't know for sure.
I always said DeBeats. I don't know why. I just feel like Ricky has the beats. I don't know. But
it's Ricky DeBats.
Ricky DeBats.
At Not Charted. NotCharted.
Everybody follow Ricky. He's the listener of the show. And
yeah, Ricky's the coolest, man.
He just launched his own podcast with his cousin, right?
Yeah. Wide range of conversations.
And I would say we all collectively have a wider range
we
of conversations with Ricky.
We sometimes fight about like who's the bigger Ricky friend.
Who does Ricky? Ricky love more, literally.
We're like, nah, dude, Ricky thinks I'm cool. We're like, nah, literally, dude,
last
fuck
time we
you.
Were here, we all put out our DMs. We're like, look, see, I have this many messages from Ricky. And he's
we're like, look, we have this conversation with Ricky. No, Ricky's awesome. That dude's so funny. I mean, he really just caught all of our attention because he just kept sending us funny-ass shit. And individually, like, none of us spoke to each other about him.
No.
But then one day, one of us mentioned
him.
We're
like, are you getting these funny messages?
And we're all like, dude, that guy's fucking funny.
Ricky is hilarious. He said some shit the other day, and I was just like... absolutely dead. But shout out to Ricky.
Ricky's awesome.
He just started his own podcast, so go follow him on IG. Check out the podcast. So we like to plug our listeners when we can. And we love you, Ricky.
He's a good dude, man.
Great man.
He's a good dude, like Ricky. So yeah, I guess with that,
Amityville?
Not only have we not done one of these in a while, I think like when it released was the last...
Conjuring.
I think the last...
It was Conjuring
in
January.
Thanksgiving. They were both like around the same time, right?
Yeah.
Did the Conjuring release in January?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and I think we recorded that in like November or December.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since me and you have done an Amityville. I guess Thanksgiving was like... It didn't even feel like an Amityville at that point. Like it was just... It transcended into something
else.
That
was an experience.
It was just... That was...
But
wow.
We're back. We're back to the good old Amityville days.
Yeah,
to my dismay.
I am at the point where I feel like, and Kim is attacking me for it, but I feel like I need to go back and watch all of them
you
again.
You say this every time. I'm not attacking for it. I'm just like, if you're going to do it, man. You've been talking about it every time.
I'm going to legitimately do it, like, soon. I'm just going to sit down. I'm just going to watch all
Let
of
me
them.
Know your
like,
thoughts,
instead of putting on, like,
be.
Baddies or something, I'm going to sit
yeah,
down and watch.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
You're like, let's do an Amityville, and I come to visit when we watch Zeus Network.
You act like that's just my fault. You the
it
first
was my
thing
fault.
You do.
I'll
you,
take,
you
I'll
sit
take
down,
part in it.
You sit down, you're like, all right, put on Zeus.
It's so engaging. But we're back finally on our Amityville bullshit, and this was a doozy. This was
the reason, honestly, we would have had this out probably, what, a couple months ago. I mean, I have a whole story with this, but we got access to this probably like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Keyword, got access. It's a whole thing that I will get to in a second. We tried to watch this, and I will say, guys, like I've watched a lot of bad movies in my life. You guys know you've been around for
watched 19 Amityvilles up to this point.
Yeah,
so
I think. Well, and also, I would say I've probably watched like maybe upwards of 25 at this point because
you watched a couple.
I've just watched a couple of those that we haven't done on the show, and then also I did one on Scream too.
Yeah.
So like.
Oh yeah, you did the shark one.
The shark one, yeah, Shark Island.
You
or
probably watched
the fuck
23
because
you've watched Toy Box already, Shark Island, and Karen.
And I've watched a few of there's a few that I kind of just watched like on my leisure. And before we even started the Amityville thing, I realized. I was like, oh, I watched that one and that one. So I've watched like around I'd say like 23, 25, maybe even a couple more, but. This is the only one that has successfully warranted me just turning it off and not finishing my notes and not going at it for like months and having no interest because every other time we do an Amityville, even though they're pretty shitty, I'm usually pretty excited to do it because I'm like,
excited.
All right, I just want to see what's going on. I always love seeing like what it puts you through and stuff. This one, it wasn't fun watching you go through this.
It was bad.
We both
had to turn it off.
We got to a point and you... When we've been like trying to do these Amityvilles lately, you were really adamant. You were like, no, like we're going to sit down. We're going to watch this all the way through right now.
Yeah.
We turned it on and it was so disorienting and jarring. And
we
just...
both looked at each other. And we were like, we didn't even have to say anything. We were like, turn it off.
Yeah. Like it wasn't even just like a dude, like you got to turn this off. It was like just sad. Like I can't.
Yeah.
Physically could not do another minute of it.
It was bad.
And actually, we meant to go through the first like 30 minutes or so again right now to like kind of get a refresher. That didn't happen.
Well, I just rewatched it last week.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Rewatch like the first 30 minutes this morning, but like it was hard to pay attention because I was like, I already have my fucking notes on this part. Yeah. Like, I don't want to experience this again. And it's I watched a little bit, but it was hard to pay attention. Because really, I mean, dude, nothing happens is an understatement for this movie.
Well, like, I don't even know if that's the... It just, like, it doesn't make any sense. And I know I say that literally in every Amityville,
and,
but...
And I usually argue with you, and I'll give it, like, something.
It doesn't make sense.
The way this movie works is they start off with, I guess, a purpose, you know, for the main character popping up. And, you know, he has a purpose in the story, and to get the story to keep moving, he pops in and then he goes, well, fuck that. I'm going to party. And then this dude's just unhinged, going off, doing his own thing the entire movie. But the thing is, that's the entire movie. And then at the very end, he's like, oh, wait a second. I came here to do something. And then it ends, and there's no explanation to what the initial thing that he came there to do.
It's pretty much like watching your last brain cells live out their lives in real time. Also, I don't think we actually announced, this is Amityville Vanishing Point.
Amityville Vanishing Point from 2016.
Technically the 20th installment.
Was it technically the 20th?
It's 20 on my list if you include Cabin.
And it's difficult.
Oh, sorry, it's not. Because
I think Cabin's after.
I'm counting in. Sorry, it's not, because I'm counting in Thanksgiving. So this is probably 18.
Yeah,
because
I think Cabin's also later as well. We just happened to watch that earlier, and maybe we discussed... Did we discuss it a little bit?
I don't know. I think we might have.
Maybe on like a Patreon, or maybe just something.
I think we did a live watch. But yeah, this is probably 18 technically.
Oh, we did do a live watch of it. That's what it was. It was like a live watch on Patreon.
Yeah, it's probably 18. But this is Vanishing Point from what year? 2016?
2016. And I assume that this is, like, in order, but also, like, I got this lit. Like, when we found out all of this was going on and, you know, this Amityville thing was as crazy as it is, I found the full list from Angela, I think, It's Angela Vavine, right? Or something like that on Letterboxd. I mean, if you go to my list on Letterboxd and then you'll be able to find
her.
She's
the godfather.
Yes. She's in the comments of my Amityville list on Letterboxd, and then she has her own list that is also more updated than mine is right now, because mine's all, like, based off of hers. And then I think I maybe, like, might have fucked with something a little bit or something, you know? Then I was like, this is Amityville. But she also recently, the whole reason I'm doing this, she recently changed her list up, and the order is, like, completely different.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she is so deep into this at this point that she has now, like, ordered it by canon. Like, what is in order, like, according to actual Amityville, like, lore and movie?
It could be.
Or, you know what I mean?
We need to get her on the show.
Because she put one of them, it was like The Dawn, like Amityville, and I think it has another Amityville title or something like that. But she put that like before all of them. So I'm wondering, like, is that like a prequel to all of them?
It might be. That would make sense.
She put it in a canon order. But I haven't confirmed. I just commented on her thing like a couple hours before we did this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Or are doing this podcast right now. So I don't have an answer yet, but I feel like she might have... Because she's deep in this Amityville
shit,
We need to
get her on the show.
You know what's really funny, though?
What?
Her list, and I think I'd seen... I know I'd seen this like a long time ago.
Oh, calls out?
She calls out Vanishing Point. She says... I'll pull it up right now. She says it right on her list that Amityville Vanishing Point is the worst thing in the world. And yeah, it's Angela Vavine. So her list on Letterboxd, it says Amityville movies in chronological order. If you're wise, you'll stay away from this franchise. No good will come from this. Brain cells will die. But on the other hand, if you dare to watch Amityville Vanishing Point, you will appreciate even the worst movies out there. Warning, this franchise never ends.
Yeah, and we were...
And she's watched all, like, 65 of these. Or she has 64 on the list right now. She's watched all of them.
And when new ones come out, because they come out every week, she watches them immediately, pretty much. And
she'll hasn't watched some of the most... Oh, wait, you know, these might be some of them that aren't out yet.
But we talked about Vanishing Point a while ago because we watched the trailer, I want to say, and the trailer we thought looked hilarious. We're like, this shit looks hilarious. No.
Did we watch the trailer for this one? It was funny? I don't even remember that at all.
I remember us thinking that this was amazing.
So boring that you're yawning?
I yawn all the time. I have a really bad habit. I yawn at work, and I'm like, I'm not even tired. I just took a nap.
That you did. I took pictures.
I know. Dick.
Okay, What'd you say you look like?
Problematic.
Oh, really? I legitimately don't remember. So, okay, moving
on. Something bad. But we're back to Amityville, guys. you know, we're weirdly happy to be back, even though this isn't our favorite one.
I'm happy to have finally been able to sit down and finish this movie and to be recording this podcast right now so that I can never revisit this saga.
Yeah.
In the Amityville universe again.
Well, let's get into it.
Legitimately, holy shit.
Let's get into it.
If you guys go back and listen to all like 17 plus Amityvilles that we've done so far,
no one's going to do that.
You will not hear this tone out of me.
You won't. Like, and I can say the same thing. You will not hear this tone.
This is genuinely the worst thing I've ever experienced. So, wow, this is starring a bunch of assholes. They don't matter.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, this is important.
You cut me off already.
Sorry, because you have to talk about the access, how we got to watch.
Trust me, I'm getting to that.
Okay, all right.
Trust me, Kim. Okay. You think I'm going to forget that?
You're right. I underestimated you.
I don't even want to talk about the movie. That's all I want to talk about.
Okay,
let's do it. I'm getting to access, trust me.
We're getting into access at 23 minutes.
23 minutes in?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is written by four people that don't even deserve a mention, because how do four people collaborate on something and it still turns out this bad? But not even just this bad, this grading, this much of... Oh my, I mean, how do you write on... There was four writers on this? There wasn't even 4 minutes of dialogue.
No, it feels like four writers because it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it could go one of two ways, but I just think that something should have made sense at any point, you know, between four people.
That's true.
Is what I'm getting at. Seems like a problem.
That's fair.
All right, this is where... We'll get into it in a second. So first off, this is trauma related.
How so?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Oh, I keep forgetting he's a part of this.
You didn't even know who he was. I watched it and immediately I was like, oh, there's Lloyd.
But we talked about this when we did the trailer review. Because I remember you calling out Lloyd Kaufman's in this.
Oh, yeah, you're not too familiar with Lloyd, right?
No, but that was also part of the reason why.
We thought it was going to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really not in it too much. I mean, he's kind of funny when he pops on screen. I mean, he does his Lloyd thing. You know, but it doesn't do anything for the movie. This had a budget of $1,000, which it shows. I mean, what could they have possibly bought for this movie?
No, it totally shows.
I mean, there's one thing that they spent money on, and you know what it is.
It totally shows. Yeah, I know.
So, there's not money anywhere else in this. This is directed by Greenberg. Dylan Mars Greenberg.
What a name.
Dylan Mars Greenberg also... is one of the writers, also edited this, also DMG. Shot this, really just all around in the movie. If you guys want to watch this movie,
good luck.
Fucking luck. Because there's not like a DVD copy or like anything like that. It's not rentable on Amazon Prime, YouTube, anything else like that. You can't find it on YouTube.
No torrent.
Nope. You really can't find it, allegedly. You really just can't find it anywhere whatsoever. Really big problem with this movie. So after I couldn't find it anywhere, and it delayed us. Actually, I mean,
we were gonna watch it back in. Holy shit!
Yeah, okay,
we were trying to watch this one back in January.
Yeah, so I'm saying that we fucked up and all this. I think we even tried to watch it in December.
We might have.
Like, we were trying to watch it pretty early on, and I was like, shit, I can't find this.
Yeah, it might have actually been December.
It was for a while, and then we kind of just like put it off because we were like, well, shit, I guess we'll get that to that like next time you come over or something, and it ended up being like a couple months. And then when you came over. I think I still couldn't find, or maybe I talk. Okay, well, let's just get into this. Basically, I go, all right, I think the only way to get this movie, I almost spent like too much money on eBay to get a copy because it was only like one copy listed on eBay that was like a con copy or something like that. And it was like, I think over $100, like well over. It was something insane. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I will message the director, the person who created this.
DMG.
See what's up with this. This is the funniest part, and I just have to put so much exposition into this because every piece matters.
It does.
This is going to be your experience if you want to watch this movie, so I feel like I have to put
this
out
there.
Yeah,
you need to set the tone.
Because, not even just for setting the tone, just because if anyone is a listener that watches along with this...
Yeah, of what they may be getting themselves into.
Yeah, this is how you have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
So I messaged them, and first off, I follow them on my personal account. I follow them on the Horror Soup account. And then I message them and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, we're doing all the Amityville movies on Horror Soup. I need to watch this one. I can't find it anywhere, blah, blah, blah. Like, do you have a copy I could buy? Or, like, is there any way that I could access this? Like, whatever you want, you know, whatever. In between this, they follow back on my I Like Shitty Movies account. And I think, I don't even know if I had, like, the podcast in my ad at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think they just, like, they didn't notice at all. They didn't notice that that's who I was. They followed that one immediately back, didn't follow the Horror Soup one. And then And that seems trivial, obviously, but it gets somewhere.
It does.
You just gotta wait for the outcome of the story, guys. So they take a little while, and then eventually they reply back, and they're like, okay, yeah, you know what, actually, let me just pull it up. I should probably get this, like, word for word, right?
Yeah, we need the exact dialogue.
Is there anything that I'm forgetting that you want to toss in?
Yes.
Yeah?
If he doesn't sing for me, all of Paris will die.
Yes, I do remember
which
that.
We talked about that, right? As well as, like, he's not supposed to leave until he sings me a song.
Yeah, Kim is reading off her manifesto.
Martian.
Yep.
X82L. That's my name.
What's wrong with you?
I have a pussy, but I can't find it right now. But I'll get back to you when I find it.
Your brain is an enigma. So I messaged Dylan Mars Greenberg on Instagram at Dylan Mars Greenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, Dylan, was wondering if you could help me out. Me and my bud discuss all the Amityville films on our podcast. We're having trouble finding Amityville Vanishing Point. We tried renting it through the Disc Pictures website, which is the website that seems to host the movie. Yeah. I forgot about that saga of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to host the movie, but it just wasn't working at all.
Right.
And I think...
I remember this.
And
you were trying to buy it.
Yeah, and the rent on the website, I think, was like probably between $2 and $4
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
And I was like, anyway, can I donate directly to you or like buy a DVD copy from you or something like that? And then they were like, yeah, you can send me $10 via Venmo at blah, 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 or PayPal. And then I'll send you a download of my films. And I was like, okay, for sure. Do that. Send it over. And then they just send me a Dropbox link. So basically, and you know, at the moment, I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, not that big of a deal. And I turned on the movie. And I started watching it. And then I really, like, just looked back at the situation and kind of, like, thought about it a little more. And I told James about it, too. And he was like, just charge you $10 to send you a Dropbox link. Like, she just copied a link and, like, you know, send it over to you and charge you $10 for that. And I was like, yeah, that's a little scummy, you know. And really, like, it's not about the $10. Not like I want the $10 back. This isn't the thing at all. Like, I do kind of feel like a little bit, like, you know, I went to the movie theater and yeah. I'm watching, like,
Paranormal
they,
Activity.
Like, they scammed me, you yeah. know, and I want my money back. I yeah. feel like James when he yeah. watched Paranormal Activity. Exactly. That yep. was the exact situation yep. he had. I kind of felt like that, but that wasn't really the whole thing. When I started thinking about it, I was like, well, some people for some reason might want to watch your movie, even though it's atrocious.
Right.
And they can't access it by renting it anywhere. They can't access it directly through the
difficult.
Website
yeah.
that distributes it. Why'd I say it like that?
I was thinking the same thing. In my head, I was like, is that how you say
it's
distribute?
Not. I don't think it is.
Distribute.
Anyway.
You had to emphasize every syllable.
Yeah, I had to like, I was like learning my...
It's okay.
Anyway.
Happens.
But then I thought about it, like, yeah, that's
It seems
the only
a
way
little
people could
egregious
access
to have to go through all those hoops and...
And then right after I sent them the $10, they followed me back.
Not a bad business move, I will say.
I was like, wait a second.
Touche on DMJ's part, or and DMG.
And that was what really set it off for me. I was like, all right. At first, I was like, okay, if you just don't want to follow back as a podcast,
cool.
you know, keep it business talk or whatever. But then I was like, wait, you were just waiting to weasel $10 out of me for your piece 100%, of shit movie?
100%.
So, and now I just felt kind of shitty too, because I'm like, all right, as a podcast who's discussing all these Amityville movies, like, it's one that, like, you know, if a listener just can't find the movie, but like they can rent it for like $3 or something like that, that's whatever. You know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when the movie's only accessible through either buying it for $70 on eBay,
it's just
you
like,
can't get it
ending?
Through
yeah.
A rent online. And I really like, I cannot with a conscious, I was going to say heart and mind, mainly mind, recommend that anyone spend $10 to watch
no.
this movie. It is not worth it to own it, to rent it, anything, really. If you wanted to collect these movies and, like, you know, there was a cheap DVD out or something and, like, you're just owning all the Amityvilles, that is the only reason I would ever recommend anyone spend money
yeah.
on this. And legitimately, I cannot find, like, anything good about this movie.
Yeah.
There's, like, a couple funny scenes.
Well, and what we're about to say about this movie, we're not leaving anything out or exaggerating. Like, this
no.
is, you're not missing anything.
I would say probably legitimately 40 minutes of the movie is spent repeating the same thing over and over again. Like, a band plays for two full songs.
They do.
Two full sets. And for the first set, You're just watching them. It's like you're just watching like a live performance of like some shitty band playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, you're watching like the pit, quote unquote.
They're windmilling.
It's insane. So no, like I know we get to recommendation and stuff at the end of this usually, but I have never felt this way. And I would rather watch Evil Bong than watch these.
And that's saying a lot because I know how much you hated those.
Evil Bong almost ended the show for a second. It was getting that bad. But it got to the point where, like, I mean, we couldn't finish the Evil Bong series. I would much rather finish the whole Evil Bong series, like, watch and discuss each episode than ever watch this movie again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How many more Evil Bongs did you guys have?
I think, well, 666, I think. 777, 888, and then Ginger Weed Man.
Okay.
So, like, four. I would rather watch all of those in full, write notes for them, discuss them, than ever just watch this again.
This was bad. Let's get into it.
I really hate this movie. Vanishing Point currently holds a 1.7 out of 5 on Letterboxd, a 1.5 out of 10 on IMDb, and I couldn't find any ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
And the 1.5, 1.6 or whatever, that's generous.
The 1.5 on IMDb is at least lower, but the 1.7 on Letterboxd is crazy. And I also noticed that there's maybe only one or two reviews that are like above half a star, so I'm pretty sure Dylan Mars Greenberg or someone associated is just making fake accounts and going on there and rating it 5 stars because there aren't any reviews that are glowing in the slides. There's like one that I saw was a 5-star. I think legitimately only one.
So Augustine?
No, it was just someone fucking around. They were like, this is the worst movie ever type beat, you know? But 5 stars.
Yeah.
So like, there's no fucking way. This should easily have a 0.2 on Letterboxd. For some reason it doesn't, and I think that that's a scam. I think someone's fucking with you. If you look at the ratings on this and you think, oh, maybe this is a decent entry in the Amityville series, I am chronologically, like, by year, like, almost 20 in, and I can tell you without a doubt, this is the worst.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Honestly don't think it's going to get any worse than this. This is rock bottom, and I actually feel much better. I already felt like, I felt pretty bad about, you know, this era of Amityville, but it was like, you know, there's some fun ones popping in, it's getting pretty funny and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel very, very confident that it's not going to get worse than this.
If it does, I don't know how.
I might lose my mind.
Yeah. Like, we're going to have to find new hosts.
This is bad. I will actually put this down as probably the worst movie I've ever seen. I'll put it right up there with this movie, Deadheading, that I watched.
That sounds awful.
It's about, like, this chick on she's a flight attendant.
Okay.
But that's not what the movie's about. She's that for, like, maybe a second, and then, like, a plane crashes, and she's just, like, doing shit.
Interesting.
And, like, just talking for an hour and a half. Like, I had Letterboxd conversations with other people on this where, like, we were all just, like, basically, like, being each other's therapist for a while after watching the movie. We're like, this is very bad.
Yeah.
This is atrocious.
I don't know what the worst movie is, but this is probably a contender.
At least top five. Top three, probably.
100%.
At least.
100%.
You know how many people are going to want to go watch this just because we're saying that? They're like, well, let's check it out. And they're really going to be disappointed.
No,
like,
because no one's still listening.
You can go
at this
in
point.
With the. Of course.
We haven't started talking about the movie
doesn't
yet.
Doesn't matter. You can go in with the lowest expectations.
Yeah.
And you will still be disappointed.
That's true.
Okay. So I have no idea how to explain what happened. Some chick is falling down a flight of stairs with her wrist slit. With ketchup on it?
Yeah, so the opening scene is like, it's nighttime and it's snowy out because, you know, there's snow on the ground. And this girl is like falling, but fake falling down a staircase.
Yeah.
And yes, she ends up falling on her face at the end of the stairs. And then she lays out her arm and you can see that her wrists are slit. And it does look like there's Heinz ketchup on her wrists.
Looks like, or they're 100%.
They're 100%. And then this is so, I don't know if you realize this. So then after she falls, this guy comes following up behind her down the stairs. And he is in what I have in my notes, Cameron's pink fur jacket circa 2002.
I did peep that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Shout out to Dipset. and he's like, babe, you need some warm milk? And she's clearly dead. So he just like pulls out this little bowl.
A tiny little side dish. Like an appetizer ramekin bowl. Yeah. Like a little appetizer, yep. Like sauce bowl.
Yeah, sauce bowl. And like has warm milk in it and just sets it by her face.
No, he puts it by her face and then he pours milk into it. He has like a fucking half gallon of milk that he just opens up and pours next to her like she was going to lap it up like a cat while she was dying with her.
And then he leaves. Cameron leaves the scene and our girl dies, and then that's the end of the first scene. And
then you get that's the end of the movie.
Then you get Amityville Vanishing Point title card.
Look, that's what I and
in the music, I do like the score for the opening credits. It was cool. Like it's panning over the forest and has like Amityville Vanishing Point in yellow letters. Okay. I liked that music.
All right.
It's kind of spooky and cool. It's giving me like Stranger Things vibes. Kind of like deep organ tones, you know?
Deep organ?
Deep in the organ. I want to learn how to play the organ.
The Oregon Himalayans?
Have you ever played the organ?
No.
I wonder if any of our listeners...
that's like a pretty obscure thing. Like, I feel like most people have
it's definitely weird. Right? I wonder if any of our listeners know how to play the organ. Like, maybe if they learned at church or something. I feel like Ricky probably knows. I don't know why.
That's probably not that obscure.
Well, let us know if you do.
I wonder what the percentage is, people who have played organs and haven't. That's really all I'm thinking about.
We'll have Tough Guy take it to the polls.
Yeah.
Whenever this episode comes out.
We'll just ask Tough Guy. He knows how to play an organ.
He probably does.
He probably does. I feel like he does.
Yeah. So that's the opening scene. So, and then it pans to...
You know what's funny?
What?
I actually have a note right here that says, she's falling down the stairs with ketchup, and some dude in Cameron's pink jacket walks up.
Because I said, that's Cameron's pink fur jacket. I remember when we were watching this, I was like, is that Cameron? I would love this movie so much more if Cameron
came. Oh, because we were watching it again. I forgot. That was the whole fucking thing. I think I probably wrote that down for you.
100%.
I was like, it does look like that, but I didn't think I like was like that attached to that 100%. Thought. 100%. You really just said that out loud.
If I see a fellow black man in a fuzzy pink jacket, my immediate thought's going to go to Cameron always.
Yeah.
It will never not go to Cameron.
Me is not a black man. I go to like David Byrne. I'm like, oh, fuzzy pink jacket.
Wasn't
David
he
Byrne.
On, never mind. We're going to get a tangent.
You're talking about New Year's?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fire.
That's what
I thought. David Byrne with Miley Cyrus was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life.
He was just drunk and dancing around.
It was amazing.
Suit. Yeah.
As a giant Talking Heads fan, like that was like an amazing moment
for
me.
It was pretty cool.
I love David Byrne so much. Love Miley.
Okay, so that
was... after the opening, this is actually your note. Kim wanted me to say that it's a Ring Around the Rosie with Kelly Osbourne's butt crack. This is from you.
It is, and I know exactly what that means.
Okay,
so,
you look like you didn't, so I was like,
well,
Kim,
for a
this
second
is your note.
I did it, and then I was like, oh, I know what I meant. So after that scene, it goes title card, opening credits, and then after the opening credits, we are introduced to three girls that are standing outside of this like townhouse duplex sort of situation.
Yeah, and when you see the first shot, like the whole movie looks like it's shot with a closet.
Am I wrong, though, about that note? Three girls playing Ring Around the Rosie. One of them's butt crack is out. One looks like Kelly Osbourne. She has, like, purple hair.
No, you're very right.
In a septum piercing. She looks like Kelly Osbourne. So it's three girls outside of this duplex, and they're just, like, playing Ring Around the Rosie, and one of them's ass crack is hanging out. And it's clearly the middle of winter. None of them have coats on. I don't know why this bothered me the whole movie. They're, like, standing outside in the snow with, like, thin blankets around them. I'm like, go inside and get a coat.
Well, maybe it's not that cold.
There is snow on the ground.
Sometimes there's snow on the ground, but it's not that cold. It'll melt in a day or two.
Okay, but it's at least in the 30s. That's cold enough to not be outside. I'm from Chicago, and that's cold enough to not be outside with no coat on.
Hey, maybe they're just having a good old time.
Okay, they're having a good old time. They're playing Ring Around the Rosie. And here's where Caleb was getting into this whole movie. You're just like watching live music with no dialogue.
Well, because no, because not that. The fucking bell starts ringing.
Well, yes, but they're also just spinning in circles for like solid 2 minutes without talking.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a given. And I guess I felt like we didn't need to talk about that, but we haven't really got into that yet. I've only complained about it.
Yeah, it's just three girls outside and you're like, no coats on, spinning around. And then finally, after like 2 minutes of this montage, they're like,
just the loudest, most obnoxious bell. In the entire world.
And then they start talking about their dead friend. Or they don't know she's dead, but their friend that went missing. last night, and we realize, oh, it's the chick who was falling down the stairs with the ketchup on her wrist.
I mean, did we realize that?
I did.
I mean, I did, but I'm just saying, like, it's easy to not realize that.
I mean, yeah, that's
fair. You know what I mean?
So that's their friend, and then you're like, oh, the owner of this house walks out, and she's like this older lady, and she's like, girls, come inside. And you're like, is this an, like, group home? Is it an orphanage?
I would say it's, I mean, it's one of the two. It's A or B.
It is A or B. So they all go inside, and then there's like 50 more kids in the
house.
Probably
a group home. I mean, they're all pretty old.
Yeah, they look older. That's the only reason I was like, it's probably not an orphanage.
Yeah.
There's like 50 more kids inside, and they're all just standing in the, like.
Oh, you're right. There was.
Yeah. It's even if it is a group home, I don't know how they all live there because.
I mean, you cannot fit. That's like a two-bedroom house.
They're just standing in the they just standing in the living room and like covering the stairs, and you're like, what the fuck?
By the way, this is also in New York.
Oh yeah.
So I mean,
forgot this was supposed to take place in New York.
Yeah.
So
that's a whole thing.
I forgot.
It was also shot in New York.
It was?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask where it shot because it was giving Canada vibes.
Unless they're just lying. I mean, it didn't really look that much like it to me, but I don't know. It could have been in like the quote-unquote suburbs of New York.
It probably was. You know? I mean, I could see that, but holy shit.
Yeah. So, disorienting noises for a long time, a bell's ringing, and then they're like, oh, shit. One girl starts freaking out. I really don't know what happens right here, but we just kind of move on. We take a look around with a room full of goth gays and, of course, Chris Angel. He's our priest for the movie.
I literally was gonna say there's now just a bunch of people in this group house, and then it just pans to this priest who has the most questionable toupee I've ever seen in my life.
Do you want to hear something annoying too?
What?
So Dylan was 18 when they made this.
Okay.
Huh? It just kind of pisses me off that you could just turn 18 and just like you could just put a Amityville movie out there, and now it's.
That's what pisses you off about the... Everything pisses me off about the Amityville universe. It pisses me off that it's still going.
Like, I know, like, you know, young people got creative minds. They're going to make some cool stuff, yada yada. I don't want them making Amityville.
Which makes me question this more. If he was only 18, I'm like... I just have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't realize he was only 18 when this was made. So what year was this? 2016?
2016.
So he's 25 now.
Also, I think Dylan's a girl.
Okay, sorry. Dylan's a girl. Sorry. Apologies, Dylan. Dylan's a girl. Okay, so Dylan's 25 now.
Probably. That sounds about right.
Interesting. I wonder if Dylan were to direct this movie now, if it would be the same.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it now. I mean, I tried to watch some other stuff, but you wouldn't let me.
Okay, to be fair, you're right. I don't want to watch any more of this.
I can't exactly say that I blame you.
You can't blame me.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Even
I didn't.
If you
did
blame me. Fuck it.
I didn't exactly want to watch any more Greenberg movies, but
DMG.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay, so now that my next one is now there's a bunch of people in the house and a priest, and he's giving remarks about the dead girl like a funeral. They don't even technically know she's dead yet, right?
Yeah, they do, right? I mean...
I guess. I didn't think they found her yet. I thought that's why the guy came to investigate.
Well, no, that's why they're talking about it. Well, yeah, we'll just move on to him, because really, nothing happens there.
Nothing
happens anywhere. This bounty hunter dude shows up. He's like a secret agent. I don't know what... He's a bounty hunter, right?
I had a
right?
funny quote Maybe? Before the bounty hunter got there that I really wanted to say.
Wait, is he a bounty hunter? No, he's a secret agent.
He says I'm a special agent.
Okay, he's a special agent.
And I can
agent.
Attest... That is not what a special agent looks like. But before the special agent arrives, the priest is giving remarks to all the kids in the group home, trying to calm them down because they're all crying. And he straight up says, the priest is real as fuck. He literally says, in quotes, he's like, she's either gone far down below or floats high above. We may never know. That is the realest shit I've ever... He basically is like, she's either going to hell or heaven. We don't know which one. Usually priests try to sugarcoat shit, and they're like, she's high above us now. He's like, we don't know. He's like, she might be a dirtbag and in hell.
He is giving me, like, the priest from Buttcrack energy. Did I show you Buttcrack yet?
I've watched it on my own.
Wait, you saw Buttcrack on your own?
Because
after
the
episode
or
what?
Yeah, it was years ago when you guys covered it.
That's amazing.
I don't think I finished it, but I remember watching.
Oh, dude, the end is so good. It's so funny. I've shown a lot of people butt crack, through. Actually.
Like, I remember watching it.
Churn the
after
milk
you
and
guys.
Make
yeah,
it churn. Butter. Churn the milk and make it butter.
But I had to call that quote out because I was like, that is the realest shit I've ever heard in my
See,
life.
See, I think you missed all the good priest stuff then, because toward the end, that's when the priest starts really going off, and he's the best priest ever.
Maybe.
Honestly, that should be an Amityville lore, just because of how good the priest is in butt crack.
Oh, I'm talking about Vanishing Point.
No, not on the. I was going on to the butt crack priest.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Top tier. No, priest in this one kind of sucks.
He does, but I did
he's
really.
Not around that
I did
long.
Really like that quote.
Actually, he's not around after he fuck.
Yeah.
Did he die?
No.
No, he was puking blood at the funeral.
Yeah,
what was that about? And then he never comes back. Is he dead?
We don't really know. Oh, he does come back very briefly when the girl's getting attacked by the kids in her own group home in the street. And he's like, "You leave her alone."
Oh, you're right. That, wait,
then,
was that after the funeral?
Away.
That was after the funeral.
And then
wait.
He and then he goes away.
Oh wait, no. Are we sure that was after the funeral?
I think. I don't know.
We'll see right now. I don't think that was after the funeral. He might be dead. Okay, anyway. So Special Agent is wearing cowboy gear, but he also has like Kyle chops.
Kyle mutton chops. A pea coat on, a brown pea coat, a skull necklace, a black hat. What kind of hat would you call that? It's not a fedora,
Well, it's cowboy-ish, but
yeah.
Like it's like not all the way there. It's like King Cobra, JFS's hat.
He whips out a flask, chugs some lick.
He looks like a Special Agent J-Rock.
Yes.
From Trailer Park Boys,
and then he has
a
bandana on as well under his hat.
It's like J-Rock's like villain alter ego, you know? The evil J-Rock.
It's very questionable. But yeah, he's apparently the special agent that's coming into this group home to investigate the death of this girl.
Yeah,
this
and he immediately
death.
Gets racist.
Immediately.
It takes like 2 seconds for him to get racist, and this is like our hero of the movie.
Do you want to take the racist comment, or do you want me to take it?
Yeah, I think I got it right here. He asks the girls, or he asks who the girls are, how they know each other, and then one of them goes, "We're sisters." And the dude goes, "You can't have a colored sister."
Because two of them are white, one's black.
What are we talking about? Does he not know?
He doesn't know.
Someone
he
fell
doesn't
him
know.
In?
He doesn't know.
Like, saying colored is crazy.
Maybe in upstate New York, they don't have colored sisters. I don't know. Let us know if you live in upstate New York, because I was shooketh by this line. I remember we were still watching it together at this point, and I paused it because you didn't hear it. You were like talking at the point. At that point,
you did make me
and
rewind
like,
that because you were like,
run it
you
back.
Were like, Caleb, wait
I was
a second.
You need to hear what this man just said.
Yeah, and I was like, oh wait, what did he even say? He didn't say anything crazy. And then you rewound it. I was like, oh wait a second, wait a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, so if anything, I have more questions for Dylan than I do for.
That's what I'm saying.
Agent.
Like, I have so many problems with this. It's not even like, ugh. And obviously, dude, I like a good joke. This one was odd.
I don't even know if that was a joke. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, these, I don't know. If, these things don't feel like jokes.
The joke didn't land.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I know. How could you be sisters with a colored girl? He legit said that.
That
did they
crazy.
Even answer it? I don't think they answered. I think they were just like.
I think they were like, you're a piece of shit. What are we talking about? I don't know.
Can I take the next quote he says?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So then he proceeds to say, "Listen, you little motherfucks. I've seen a lot of fucks like you, but you ain't seen a lot of fucks like me. So one of us fucking fucks is fucking fucked."
Yeah.
He legitimately said that. Can
he
I say it again?
I'm gonna
reemphasize.
Okay, go ahead.
He
yeah.
says, in case you missed that, it.
Yeah, in case you
listen
missed
up,
it.
You little motherfucks. I've seen a lot of fucks like you, but you ain't seen a lot of fucks like me. So one of us fucks is fucking fucked.
You really like that quote. You've been saying it all day.
Because fuck is my favorite word, and he put it in how many times? I'm going to circle. One.
It's
because
you haven't, like, two, matured past the age of
three.
11.
Yes, I have.
Fuck is my fucking
Four,
favorite word. Fuck.
Five, six. Six fucks within
six fuck
two
and one
lines.
Fuck.
Yeah, six fucks and one fuck.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate the line. I'm sorry. I just had to call that out.
No, that's pretty good.
And they're all like,
I like it.
I guess we haven't seen a lot of fucks like you.
And what sucks is this guy, like, I mean, really, he's the worst character in the movie. But he's also the only one that ever does anything funny whatsoever.
100%.
So,
like, you are not exaggerating.
And he's not consistently funny either.
He is not.
But he's the only person who ever has done anything funny during the duration of the
film. The only person.
Yeah, there's not a single
other. Okay, actually, the priest slightly does something funny.
But, oh, really?
But it's so minimal that, like, he doesn't count.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, I'll take that. So, yeah, he's fucking blasting liquor. They ask him to leave, and in response, he starts tap dancing. And since he started tap dancing, they're like, "You want to stay the night at my house?"
And the group home. Yeah. And then the manager or the owner of the group home, she's just like, "Let me show you to your room." And then Kelly Osbourne comes in and she's like, no, let me show you to your room. So it's almost like we get this sort of foreshadowing that Kelly Osbourne, one of the girls in the group home, wants to fuck.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The secret agent? Dude, I don't know a single person's name in this entire movie.
Can we refer to him as fucking fuck?
Do you know how many people they introduced during this?
That's one thing. They did introduce a lot of people for no reason.
I don't know any of them.
Can we just call him fucking fuck?
I won't call him that because I have him like written down as secret agent the whole time. Okay. But you can call him that. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sure everyone else will too.
Okay.
So they let him stay the night. And when he's alone in the room, he pulls out a bunch of baseball cards that he brings wherever he goes, apparently. And then the girl walks in and they're like, hey, how'd the girl die? Wait, what? Was I having a stroke when I wrote this?
You probably were.
He pulls out a bunch of baseball cards that he brings wherever he goes. And tries to ask him. Oh, he tries to ask the cards how the girl died.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was having.
So he pulls out like a Pete Rose card.
Because the girl pulls up in the room like right after. So I thought I was writing something about that.
He pulls
out
like a Pete Rose card or Roger Clemens card.
Yeah, because he's trying to use them like they're fucking.
On the window. Yeah.
Like they're tarot cards.
Yeah, Ozzie Davis. And he's like, come on, boys. Which one of you knows what happened to the girl?
What happened to the girl?
And he has this weird like Southern Baptist priest voice. That does like he sounds like Elvis essentially. And yeah, he's like asking these baseball. I don't know why baseball trading cards was also such a focal point in this movie. Dylan Mars Greenberg.
Because there's a lead up later.
I know, but like why baseball cards? He could have done that scene. I don't want to give away what he does.
No, we'll get to it.
No, so, no. Let's build it up.
So he builds it up.
He starts Special Agent fucking fuck, starts pulling out these baseball cards, and then in walks Kelly Osbourne because she's trying to, you know, get some. And she's like, hey.
Hey, how's it going? And he's like, what are you fucking talking about? I have baseball cards.
And then he's like, what's your favorite baseball team? I thought this was funny. I know you don't like sports, but I thought this was funny. She goes, the New York Nets.
And he's pissed because he loves the New York Mets.
And then he's like, well, no. And then he goes, oh, yeah, the New Jersey Nets. And he's like, wrong sport. And I just thought that was hilarious because the New Jersey Nets have not been a basketball team. It's not even baseball. They've not been a basketball team for years.
Yeah, I know nothing about sports. But the Nats sound like they're doing pretty good this year.
The Nats are doing good. They're eating all the fruit.
Okay, yeah. I'm proud of them.
So then he starts talking about the Mets. That's all I have on this.
Well, the scene ends right there.
Flashes
a couple
to
of...
the ski mask outside.
The girls who were talking about how much they miss their sorority sister.
Yeah, and then they turned and there's just the guy in the ski mask staring back at them. They don't ever explain that.
The fact that you say this man is in a ski mask is an overstatement.
He is in a ski mask.
No, I would say he's in a camouflage sock.
Okay, actually. You're right. You're right.
Okay.
But they never explain that. Is that ever revisited?
No, he's sitting in the middle of a foresty area, camouflaged.
Just staring at
them. Yeah. So how you make a movie. You got red herrings.
I guess.
But we cut back to Special Agent, who is dreaming that a couple girls, a large man, and a parrot are licking the side of his face. And again, the music or noise is very disorienting. There's an echo on everything now.
We
at this
are
point.
The basement people.
Basement, basement, basement.
We are the basement people. That's a song they're singing, and they're throwing cards at him.
That does happen.
And they're licking his face. We're not even exaggerating. I know this makes no sense, guys. We're not exaggerating. He said, I want to have a lucid dream. He lays down to go to bed, and this is the dream that he's having.
It's like, talking about this is making my brain not smarter.
I told you, this is like watching the last three brain cells.
Well, the priest is burning.
That's
some straw you literally that took he my, like.
I know, it's supposed to be sage.
But it's like some straw that he
tied up in a little bundle.
He like, I was almost going to say wove, but that's even like giving it too
Here's
much.
Here's the thing. So that scene ends.
He braided it, basically.
Well, we didn't even say that scene where they're singing We Are the Basement People, where he's dreaming, no exaggeration, that was a 3.5 minute long scene.
Yeah, every scene is, and it's hard to...
It wasn't just like a quick dream. Like, we had to sit there and watch that dream happen for like 3.5 minutes. And then the scene just ends, and it's the next day, and it's the priest.
Yeah, burning sage for 3.5 minutes.
And then I just put this... Okay, this scene was hilarious. Because the priest starts burning sage that's not sage, it's literally like straw. And it starts creating, obviously, a huge cloud of smoke. And he starts choking on the own, like the smoke that he created. And you're made to believe that he's about to die, choking on the smoke that he's created. He's
I
like,
I think they're trying to make it seem like a ghost is attacking him. But in reality, he's just somehow ending his own life.
I put, he's burning the sage, in quotations, and he's performing an exorcism on the air.
I would agree with that.
He's literally pointing the sage on the air. Excuse me. And he's like, you get out of here. And he's like, just dying of itch. I just thought that was hilarious.
The man's a whole fool.
And then he falls down the stairs.
He falls down the stairs in the same manner as that other chick did that was getting like choked by that fake choke by the ghost. The ghost was fake playing with her dick.
Hashtag Krishan.
And then after he falls down the stairs, he just runs away. He just leaves. Like, yeah. What? You can just run away from the ghost,
just
I guess?
Runs
okay,
away.
Cool. But I guess that's a good move. Anyway, the girl that freaked out in the beginning at the sound, at the beginning of the movie, at the sound of the bell.
Regina. That's
you know her name? That's crazy. Yeah. She's wearing like a cheetah print coat. And then naturally, because of that, all the town kids that just left the local gas station, they walk up to her and they like call her a nerd and they start bullying her. Which really, that's what I would do if I
saw
you on the street.
It's pretty much, It's pretty much the scene from Step Brothers where...
Yeah, all the kids like pull up on their bikes and shit.
And start beating the shit
out of Dale
them.
They make
Dale
eat, lick some white dog poop. That's exactly what they did to her.
That is literally what happens.
And the priest runs up and he's like... He looks like a piece of shit.
His toupee is wild.
And then, like, there's, like, probably 10, 15 kids right there, and they run away horrified. Like, they can't just, like, push this guy over.
Yep.
They're like, holy shit, the priest is here? He's gonna beat all of our asses. So they run away. Like, they're terrified.
And then,
he saved her,
Then, literally, it just pans to the next day. This is the thing. These scenes are so choppy. It's now the next day, and it's the burial of the dead
girl. Before
the
that,
funeral.
Like, she's completely safe, and then... She just starts running away from nothing. And it's like music is playing and she's running for probably 2 minutes.
That thing, we just get all these long scenes with this terrible music.
I think they're supposed to be art.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But so then it's the next day and it's the funeral, aka the burial of Margaret. That was her name because the priest said it. The dead girl from the beginning with the bloody ketchup wrists.
Fuck Margaret.
And the priest... I thought this part was hilarious. So they're lowering her casket into the ground. Everyone's at the group home there is like crying. They're still in the same outfits they've been in for the last 2 days, by the way. None of them have coats on. And they're all crying. And then the priest is like, and God rest her. Like he starts gagging.
And it's not something that he does once.
No, it's
the whole
time
he's reading this. I don't know,
it's Randy
sermon.
Reading's the
like,
McBooger Balls.
There you go. Yeah, he's just going. He's like, and then rest her soul. Like, it is egregious. I hate it.
And then all of a sudden, as he's reading these remarks, the owner of the group home, the lady from the beginning, she just leans her head back to the sunlight, crying, and she starts screaming, none of you were there for Margaret.
You let her die.
You let her die.
You
killed
Margaret.
And that made no sense to me.
I didn't even know she had a mom.
Because I'm like, bitch, are you like, what?
And who killed her?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Who did what?
You just said you don't know how she died.
Someone poured milk on her. What are we talking
Cameron.
About here?
Cameron, we all
Cameron
know he did
came
this.
Through in his pink
Dip
coat.
Dip said, he was like, hey, mom.
And poured
and then he dumped some
milk on her. So everyone just leaves, and the dumbass priest, he pukes blood onto his funeral book, and then the funeral runs. So yeah, no, see, that was after he came up and helped that girl who
was
getting bullied.
It
so
was.
I think did he die? He never shows up again.
Yeah, you're right. I have blood start dripping from the priest's nose.
Yeah. And he's dead.
So yeah, he probably died, I assume. I think that's fair to assume.
Okay.
And you know what's also a fair assumption? If this was filmed in New York, Cameron and Dipset are from New York. So
that's
it's not off base to assume that was Cameron.
So maybe it was.
In the opening scene.
Yeah. It probably was. They got a cameo.
Ah, God. That would make me love this so much more.
It wouldn't do anything for me, actually. Just because nothing can do anything for this movie. I don't care who they put in this movie. Lloyd Kaufman's in it. Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Didn't make a
difference.
You
were really excited about that.
I was. I was like, cool. There's an Amityville with Lloyd in it. Sucked. Didn't matter. Don't care. I don't care who you put in this fucking movie.
And we're halfway through this movie at this point.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about the Blues Clues music.
Oh, yeah. Take it.
That's it. What are you talking
about?
I mean, there is not a single scene in the movie that doesn't have like music going on over it.
It's Clue music, like mysterious.
Yes, they're
like,
trying to like...
Because
it's like a drama, because he's a cop drama with this fucking...
Yeah.
With this asshole. He's just going around, he's like... Doo-doo, doo-doo.
And you were like, Kim, what is it? It's that's like the standard.
That's one of them that goes on, but the other one, there's like, what's the Blues Clues music? How's it go?
I don't, it's just like,
fuck, we listened to it so many times.
And you were
like,
you were like, Kim, what is this from? And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is from Blues Clues when Steve is trying to find a clue.
And I swear to God, I was sitting there just like, I just sat there in silence trying to like decipher it in my head for the longest time. And that's the only thing that makes sense to me. I think it might be the Blues Clues music.
That would have made this movie also so much better if they were just like, Blue Skidoo, we can do.
They wouldn't. They don't have the guts. But the Blues Clues music switches to a sick punk rock anthem. And then we see Lloyd Kaufman in a big hat and some pointy sunglasses, sitting with some chick with green hair and an eyeball necklace. And I don't know, I guess they're conducting business. He tells some story about how a German jet engine fell out of the sky in Florida and crushed his mother or something like that. And then he says something about, like, I don't know, the air pocket carried the jet diagonally, and that's how it led to his mother being crushed by this jet engine.
Like Donnie Darko?
Like, that's exactly what I was thinking, because it went through in a fucking air pocket, flies out of another pocket, crushes someone.
Why
like,
does this sound a lot like the plot of Donnie Darko?
I don't know, man. I think Lloyd Kaufman wrote it.
I'm fucking dead.
So that was his story. That's really it. Lloyd's gone after that.
Yeah.
He shows up, he says that, and it was like kind of funny, like, you know, but it doesn't, I don't know what business they were conducting. I don't know what it does for the story. And like, he was just saying, if he's just saying some bullshit, like, that's fine too. That scene was all right. It wasn't anything like insanely special. It was,
yeah. My next note is now the scene after that, where after the funeral, all the kids were returning back to the group home and they're on the porch. And then out of nowhere, these like weird THC door-to-door salesmen come up to the...
I don't know if that was THC. I think they was cracking those apples.
They said THC. He said, quote, I have hydroponic type shit.
No, that was the kid that asked that. He was like, is that like hydroponic type shit?
And he said, yeah.
He said, no, he said, what the fuck is that? And the dude said, oh, it's this, that, blah, blah, blah.
He definitely said THC fruit.
And then the dude said, all right, sure, whatever. I thought he just said drug fruit.
He said THC fruit, and
I remember him saying, "You guys are gonna get blasted off of this."
I'm sure he did, but he said THC fruit.
Okay,
Caleb.
So there's a THC and then, apples.
Yes, and then multiple times I put this part: all the kids start eating these apples and fruits, and they just start throwing out every term you probably learned from Urban Dictionary in the early 2000s that was affiliated with the word weed.
Well, have you ever watched the Evil Bong movie?
I've watched the Ginger Weed one. Ginger Weed Man one.
You watched Ginger Weed Man? Why?
Because it was at the family video in college and we rented it.
No, the Ginger Weed Man came out like last year.
I have watched a Ginger Weed Man.
You've probably watched Ginger Dead Man.
That's what it was.
Okay,
Ginger Dead
with
Man.
With Gary Busey?
Yeah, but is that not an Evil Bong?
No, Ginger Dead Man becomes involved with the Evil Bong series later.
I have seen a Ginger Dead Man and Evil Bong.
Ginger
movie.
Dead Man versus Evil Bong, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's the one that came out last year?
Ginger Weed Man. Came out like a year or two
okay,
ago.
Okay, yeah, no.
He turns into a little like British weed.
Okay,
character.
Yeah,
it's stupid. I don't know why.
Ginger.
It doesn't fucking matter. Charles Band also says stupid weed terms. It was very akin.
But anyways, I just thought this funny because they're all smoking, well, eating weed for the first time. And they're like using words like hydroponic. And then they're like, oh, this is some dank ass shit. I was like, no one says this when they smoke weed for the first time.
Yeah, and then they're like, so how much for a bunch of this? And the dude's like, all right, I got you. $1,000 for 1,000 apples. And they're like, nah, dude, that's bullshit. You're freaking ripping us, dude.
Well, and then one kid takes a bite of the apple and then just starts...
The bitch starts
belly dancing.
I don't know what getting blasted means you start
guys,
belly dancing.
You guys, in silence... There's music playing. There's nowhere. He's just belly dancing and then starts moving like fast forward. Like they sped it up. So he's belly dancing in like fast paced time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hated it.
It's just a time lapse of this kid belly dancing on the porch.
And then Special Agent shows up as over the top as ever. And then this is where he really just starts going like unhinged. And we're just like, wait, what were you here to do? Like you're obviously not doing Special Agent shit. Because he's like... Oh, those are apples, fucking drug apples. I know what this is. And then he grabs them, starts biting them, and he's just like, yeah, what's up? And then he grabs a drink, throws it all over himself, just like John Travolta in the Pabst Blue Ribbon in fucking Carrie.
Yep.
He's just pouring it all over his face.
And he says,
and then when he leaves, oh, okay, go ahead.
He says in this line, because I put in quotes, shut your fucking mouth, you little son of a bitch.
Yep.
If anybody needs me, go fuck yourself. And goes upstairs.
Yeah, and then he goes back to the room, and he finds some blue, undescriptive book, and he reads it forever.
does.
5 minutes at least.
He does.
Just keeps going on. He's like, it's something like, this dimension is that of other dimensions with fish. And when you got a fish, you put it in a dish and the fish will give you a proposition of external certainty that resides in the darkest depths of Kim's ear canal. Solar system.
That was it. That was exactly,
What he said, quote for quote. But then I did laugh when he stopped reading and he his bud calls him on the phone, or I think he called his friend, and he was like, yeah, there's some weird shit going on over here. Weird shit.
He literally said that.
And then he goes, I think the chick's into a cult or something like that.
And I'm like, you're just now observing that there's weird shit going on. And there's let me say that you're like 80% of the weird shit going on, buddy. You're a big part of that.
It's just the way he said it. There's weird shit going on here, man.
And then we enter the concert.
Fucking band.
The Long Way Down concert.
Legitimately, it is 8 or 9 minutes.
Long Way Down.
8 or fucking 9 minutes. It pissed me off.
Where does this concert even take place? It's like in the basement of the house. There's like a punk concert, and it's this band. And we literally have to watch two sets.
They did a whole song, and I was pissed. And they did a whole second song, and I, again, wanted to turn off the movie.
So we watched that for literally a full 5 minutes.
No. That was 8 to 10 minutes, and I'm so positive.
Yeah, I believe you.
That first song was like 4 minutes long.
It was long.
Really pissed me
off. And nothing comes out of this.
No. I mean, after 13 minutes of the band playing, we see Secret Special Agent dancing, and then he's fist fighting a dude in the pit. They open the pit up, and he's just beating someone's ass.
It's a long way down, yeah.
So unhinged. And then all of a sudden, like, as he's beating this guy up, the background just kind of, like, moves. Like, he turns around, and he's in front of a giant American flag painted onto the wall. And then he's just, like, drooling all over himself, like, pounding beer, just, like, America beating people's ass.
So bizarre.
It's crazy.
And then the concert ends, and now we transition to...
Yeah, fucking lesbian sex scene.
Caleb, you gotta build it up.
I'm not building it up.
You didn't like that?
Movie.
You saw two titties. So Caleb just gave it away, but after the concert, it pans to Regina, the girl with the cheetah print coat, who's always running, and...
I'm surprised you followed who these people were.
Because they kept saying Regina's name specifically.
Okay.
I don't know the black girl's name.
I don't know any name in the movie.
Yeah,
like,
but
legitimately... Not one did I retain.
It's like the younger black girl and Regina, and they're in a bed in a very red room.
Yeah.
Like fire engine red painted room with
painted
nothing.
Painted terribly. There's like
painted terribly.
There's like splashes all over
they
it.
Probably had just, like there was some wet paint probably on that wall.
No, it's not wet. It's like they fucked up the wall. They just like tossed some fucking like.
And there's,
you know,
nothing,
I mean?
On the wall, but a little in the corner next to the bed, there's like a little crucifix.
Mm.
And they're just like laying in bed. They're like, we miss Margaret. I'm so scared. And then the black girl goes, just hold me forever. And then they just start making out. And you're like, okay, we have a little love
fucking
scene.
Fucking for all of 6 minutes.
Then they take off their shirts. They're like having a full-on sex scene. It's a full-on.
You were like really weirdly into wanting to watch me watch
because
this.
I wanted to see your excitement, because you're always excited to see titties. And you didn't get one pair of titties. So the first pair of titties,
you know,
get black
titties. Didn't, you know what else I didn't get?
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking
one
about
one second
these
of
titties.
Excitement.
Your first pair of titties? Oh, why? Because they're black titties?
They're two different titties.
I see you. Can't help yourself.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, you get one set of titties, black titties. This, I have to acknowledge, as a black woman, I have to call it out.
Okay.
These are our first black titties in the entire Amityville franchise.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So props to...
There aren't that many titties in general,
that's
but yeah,
I'm saying.
You're right.
Can we give a little clap for Dylan right there? Thank you,
and
Dylan.
Our first interracial
and
lesbian
yep,
sex scene.
Yep. You're... So we get black titties, then we get white titties, and they're on top of each other. They're making out, and you're like, wow, we have two sets of boobs.
Let's give it another clap. The black titties were better.
The black titty, you think so? I don't know. I didn't really judge which ones were better, but
like I said, I wasn't paying much attention because I was already pissed and I didn't really care to see any titties, but
we got two sets of titties. So we got two boobs on the boob count, which is exciting at least. And it's interracial. So shout out to Dylan for that.
Yeah. No, shout out to anything.
And that's really about it with this scene. They're just making out next to this crucifix and nothing else happens.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a phone call back at the group home. It's like, or is it a voicemail? A text message? It's a text message.
It's some sort of electronic communication.
Yeah, it's communication through the means of a phone.
You're like, email, fax.
Email, it's like a fax. So the message is, I want to dismember your head, but I want blood to act like a natural lubricant when I fuck your mouth as the stench of decomposed flesh feeds the room. I will fuck you till I rip you apart. This is a text that they received, and I think it was for... Regina?
I think it was for Regina because she was reading it aloud.
And then the response from the group home mom is, that person is a strange occurrence in our life.
Legitimately, she says that.
Don't know what that means.
And now, then, we go upstairs because Kelly Osborne is upstairs in Special Agent Hank's room. And she's trying to seduce him.
Oh my God.
And out of nowhere, again, it goes silent, no dialogue, just the slow, weird music. She just starts giving him a striptease lap dance.
Yeah, that she does.
And it lasts for probably full 3 minutes.
Full 3 minutes, at least.
Of her just, like, dancing in slow motion in this, like, red negligee.
Like, it's like when you're on GTA 5 and you're just sitting there just, like, holding the strippers, like, their sides, and they're just dancing for so long and you're waiting for the meter to go up.
Legit.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe this happens. And then when that ends, they end up in a room together. And you think that, I don't know, like, they're about to, like, have sex or something, yeah. But it's much darker than that.
Yeah, so you think, because she's slowly taking off her clothes, she's just in, like, a red negligee at this point, and then she's done with her striptease, and then it just pans to the back. Like, the shot of this is so weird. It's, like, between Special Agent Hanks's legs from the back.
Under his legs.
Like, you're looking up towards his butthole.
Towards his asshole.
But he has pants on.
You also see the girl, like, yeah, through
his legs.
Under legs.
And he has pants on at this point. But then it just pans to the front of him and...
Full dick.
Full frontal dick. And it looks...
And it looks like a dick.
Oh, like, I'm...
Like, it's probably, like, if I had a little blurry vision, that's a dick.
It is a dick. And
giant pee hole.
His dick's pee hole is massive.
Yeah, like that dude
it's
has
probably
been
almost
sounding.
An inch in diameter. Yes, he's been sounding the fuck out of his dick, like, to an unhealthy
violently.
Point. Like, yeah, he's at risk of serious infection.
Yeah.
But we get a full on dick, and Kelly Osborne now is cradled on the ground in the fetal position, scared. She slid to the ground and she's like shaking while he just starts ejaculating.
Yeah, he just starts, like, jerking his dick off and, like, pointing at her. And then he says something like, oh, you fucking tease me, like, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Like, legitimately?
He starts assaulting her. He grabs her by the back of the head, and he's like, why are you scared? I thought you were trying to turn me on and seduce me. I thought you liked this.
It's probably one of, like, the most violent assault scenes in most movies.
It is.
Actually.
It is. It's
and
not
there are some
a good
movies
scene.
That, like, focus on their violent, like, assault scenes and shit,
yeah,
like that. And I would say this one's crazy, because he's just, like, it's just so vile the way he's, like, he's pulling out his full dick and we're just watching him, like, stick his dick in her face and all this.
Yeah,
like,
and then
his
dick starts shooting.
Well,
shooting
out. You're missing something.
What?
Dude, you're missing a giant part. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're right.
He doesn't shoot at her.
You're right. You're
like,
so
he's
right.
Not even involved.
I'm so sorry.
He's, like, he's assaulting her. I'm pretty sure
he's
raping
yelling
her.
At her. And then she just disappears and he's holding her negligee.
Because I think he, like... gave up, like, he stopped, and then he turned around, like, I'm pretty sure, if I'm getting the gist of this right, I'm pretty sure he was raping her, and then he turned around, and then he went to finish on his baseball card of, I don't know, his idol from the Mets.
I didn't interpret it as that at
no?
all. I interpreted it as, like, she gave him...
I don't know, he was moving around and shit,
no,
and then we didn't see her, so
no,
I kinda...
this is what happened.
Okay.
This is how I interpreted it. I don't think it was that dark. So
it was pretty fucking dark, dude. You hear what he said?
I mean, it was dark, but he didn't actually accomplish the full assault.
Okay.
So she was giving him the lap dance or striptease.
We're way beyond that.
Yeah, she cradles to the ground and she's shaking. And before he starts jizzing, he gets mad that she's afraid. So he grabs her and starts yelling, you know, I thought you fucking liked this. And then it's almost like he hears something and he's startled by something. He turns around, stares at his baseball cards, which are up on the window.
Uh-huh.
And then he turns back to look at her. She's gone. And now he's just holding her negligee.
Okay.
Almost like
that
she vanished.
Then. The way this movie cuts, it's hard to,
I
like,
know.
And they try to make you interpret,
yes,
like, everything.
And
so
then he
know.
Turns back to the to the trading cards, holding her negligee. And he starts to look seduced again.
Yep.
And then this is where he...
Yeah, he looks at his idol's baseball card, and I don't know. I don't remember his fucking name. I don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah, I don't remember which one.
And when he sees him, he just, like, it's, like, cuts back between and back and forth between his face, the baseball card, his dick, and all that. And then he just starts coming...
Shizzing.
everywhere.
Like, probably 2 feet in radius is jizz.
They're also doing, like, Call of Duty, like, World War II, like, assault rifle shooting sounds.
Caleb, you can't talk to me like I know what the fuck that means. You saw me play Call of Duty the other day.
Guns shooting is the noise.
Okay. Gun shooting.
Guns shooting is what happens when this
fucking you have to be so gamer-specific.
Because that's what it's just fucking... That's, like, the actual noise that they're doing. That's, like, legitimately
you just got all Modern Warfare nerd on her ass. You're like, it's when the AR-15 and the Glock 13, like, touch each other and they, like, double
when
back.
When they touch tips.
It's pretty much what you did. You just nerded out. It's all right. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Kim won't play games with me, guys.
Because I don't like
whatever,
them.
Kim. Shut up. Hey, you guys want to see me and Kim stream games together? I think people would like that because you don't like games.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's finish this.
Okay. Well, anyway, he fucking jizzes everywhere and I hate it. So at the end of this girl running, which happens for 3 minutes, there's just a montage of a girl running for
Regina
3 minutes.
Again.
She ends up with her colt in the middle of the forest, and really she's just there with them for a second and then she disappears. But also the secret agent is following, and he's just kind of like popping his head out of like corners of trees and stuff. Like literally just popping his head out, very animated.
I do like the score on this one. It's screamo rock metal. It's like sharpshooter.
Oh, I remember sharpshooter.
For 3 minutes.
Because she's just running and
for
I think
3 minutes.
What did I say they should have replaced it with?
Anything?
Yeah, you're right.
Cameron? I mean, there's a lot of
should've
options.
Should have been Stairway to Heaven.
But yes, that's what he said, Stairway to Heaven. But yeah, she's running throughout the city now, just out of the house, to sharpshooter. And yeah, Special Agent Hanks is like sort of tailing behind her, watching her.
I'm not really following what happens, though, because then we move on to a different group
I don't know.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
even
know. Think we follow that anymore. We move to a different group, and then they're watching this like found footage of when, like, I don't know, the girl that died in the beginning, I think, is
Margaret,
her, right?
They're having a seance.
Yeah, so the tape revolves...
To revoke her spirit.
Okay, so the tape revolves around her talking about some mice that fucked a lot until there was an army of 2,200 of them, and they attacked each other, and they pillaged, and all this stuff. I don't know. Then Sheriff Special Agent showed up to the house during the tape, watching, and he has his gun, and he's like, I told you fucks that one of you fucks were fucking fucked. And then he just kidnaps one of them.
He said... In quotes, that'll be quite enough. I told you fucks that one of you fucks would be fucking fucked.
And then he kidnaps a human as a hostage.
Which one was it? Kelly Osbourne?
Dude, I have no clue. They all look the same. Do you know? You would know. I don't know.
No, Afro Girl kills Kelly Osbourne. That's my notes. So, no.
Oh.
It was Regina he took.
Okay. Well, after the kidnapping, is this when she kills her? Because with a hammer? Yeah, because one of the girl hallucinates that, like, I don't know, there's, like, would you say the spider legs going through? But it's, like, those little, like, you know those cleaning things that bend around, like, you use it to, like, clean a straw and shit?
Yeah.
It's, like, those almost, but, like, no, it's like a streamer.
Yeah.
It's, like, a streamer with, like, little flaky things on it. Mm-hmm. They're just poking that under a door, and I think they're supposed to be, like, a giant spider or something. She opens the door, she goes to hit whatever she thinks is there with a giant, or with a hammer. And then...
It's Kelly Osbourne.
And then she's like, no, don't die, Kelly. Don't die. She's dead.
And then this is where we find out that the face...
She has a stupid purple bruise on her
fucking
face.
Yeah, and then this is where we find out...
She doesn't look like she got hit with a hammer. She just looks like she got bonked by something. Like a rubber mallet.
But this is also where we find out that, like, the basement was the haunted... room in the house. And the owner of the house knew this the whole time, and she's like,
I'm sorry, I'm finding that out right now.
The owner literally goes, oh yeah, that basement used to be pretty haunted. We probably should have checked it.
I thought she was just saying
there's something. She said there's something. She goes, there's something sinister down there.
Yeah, I guess she did say that. I thought she was just saying shit.
And then there's cards that start to shoot out the door. Bottom of the door, the cards from the basement people. We are the basement people. Basement people. So we're supposed to believe, I guess, that the basement people are the reason why Margaret got possessed in the beginning and died?
I guess. Okay, so moving on to, I don't know.
The cop in the car?
The jump scare with the ghost. That woman, the group homeowner, she just, I don't know, she's in the house. She opens the door. There's no, like, lead up to this. She just opens the door. There is a jump scare there with a ghost. It's just like some... I don't know what it is. It's like someone just wearing like a dark Halloween costume that's just a robe.
Yeah.
Like a dark
robe. It's almost like Ghostface.
Yeah, it's Ghostface, but he's holding like, I don't know, a stick or something. It's fucking terrible.
She dies.
I don't know what they were trying to make. I don't know if this is supposed to be, like, legitimately, I don't know if this is a haunting or if this is supposed to be someone just wearing a stupid fucking costume that's been fucking with them. You know what I mean? Know.
It's like the ski mask person, the camouflage. Okay. What is that?
I don't know. In the woods. Sock?
That's what I'm saying. Who knows what the killer is?
Put a jump scare there with a sock in the woods. Is a bear going to hear it?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, and when she falls down the stairs, I think it might have been the detective. He starts narrating over it. And the movie doesn't even have narrations. It was just for that one scene.
He does start narrating over it.
That was him, right?
Yes, 100%. Okay.
So then easily the funniest movie in the movie approaches because the secret officer is driving with his kidnapped victim. And she goes, all right, well, what's the plan then? What are you going to do with me? And he's like,
I got to get out of Amityville.
No, he goes, I'm just going to keep on driving until I can't drive anymore.
But he does say the word Amityville.
Oh, you're right. He does say I have to get out of Amityville. He says, I got to get out of Amityville. But he does say that. So they do mention Amityville.
They mention Amityville.
Okay. And then he just goes, and then his car starts shaking violently.
It's because he sees Afro Girl standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah, and he tries to swerve to not hit her.
She puts a jump scare there.
Tries to swerve to not hit her. He's like, the fucking screen starts shaking violently.
It starts cutting. No, it goes.
Yeah, because it cuts between his screen shaking violently and then like a video game, like POV car perspective, like an old ass, like GTA again. Like you're looking through the windshield in GTA.
Yes.
And then it's just like shaking violently. It's fucking going back and forth. He's just like he's getting electrocuted every time it goes back to him. And then his car just flips. Like, it's random footage of, like, a random red Honda just rolling and flipping. Like, it's completely different. Like, it's not something they did. You know what I mean? Like, it's stock footage.
The way you laughed, so...
That actually had me... Like, there were tears coming out of my
eyes.
That
was hilarious. The car flipped 3 fucking times. And it was stock images.
And I was laughing at that, but I was crying at just his face. Just the way his face looked with how much the screen was shaking and the noise he was making. Like, he sounded like Elvis on his deathbed.
It was Elvis.
It was crazy. Like, when Elvis was dropping his massive Randy-style shit, mm-hmm. I'm sure he sounded just like 100%. How he sings. That's what this guy was doing. Like, it was crazy.
My next note, which I don't remember, was the girls end up on a subway staring at each other from afar.
Well, yeah, because they choke him to death.
Right.
The secret agent, man. And then, I don't fucking know. Yeah, we look at them just staring at the camera on different seats in a subway station. And then they throw the secret agent dude's lifeless corpse down a flight of stairs.
Yes, I remember this now.
That's the end of the movie.
And then we get Margaret, the dead girl from the beginning, standing in front of a red room.
I'm very glad we spoke for 35 minutes about not the movie, because look at the time now. I mean, really, we still made good time.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't go that much over an hour, dude.
And that's the movie.
That's the whole movie.
That's legit the movie.
I am... And I was kind of like, you know, given it in the beginning without giving the spoiler to the ending. But what I said before is the whole movie, the main plot is that this girl dies. Secret agent comes to town to figure out what's going on. And then he just starts fucking around and partying and eating THC apples.
He does. He doesn't investigate shit.
Dancing, punching people in a pit. Listening to music the whole time. And then at the end of the movie, he goes, maybe I should go investigate this. And then he just dies. And then the movie ends. And then all we see the whole time is we saw that dude in the ghost face garb, like, what, 2 times throughout the movie? We saw titties. And that might be a haunted basement.
With a rock band performing down there. And we are the basement people.
I have never understood
cards.
A story less.
Yeah,
the fact that someone wrote this pisses me off.
Yeah, and there was a racist joke.
Yeah, and I mean, racist jokes, if it's a joke, that's good, but I wouldn't say this was a joke.
Yeah.
It was just racism, probably. I think there were 4 kills in this.
Yeah, there were a couple kills.
Right?
We assume the priest dies? Are you counting
that? I guess we could count that. So maybe 5. I don't know. The first chick dies. The priest dies. She kills that chick with a hammer.
Kelly Osbourne, the owner of the place,
and then the
special agent.
So I guess 5 if we're counting the priest that just coughed up some blood and
we never saw again. We had one Dipset cameo.
We did.
He never comes back, by the way. We never see Cameron again besides the first 2 seconds of the movie.
I guess it's safe to assume he's the dude in the ghost face garb, But then if he is, then it is just a human, right? Because he was a human.
I guess. It doesn't make much sense.
I didn't feel like he was a ghost, but then again, yeah, I also don't feel like they were related at all. Yeah, I feel like those were different things.
Yeah.
But that has to be that's the only thing we saw in the movie, so what else could it be? I don't know. This is...
We got two titties.
Fuck this. This has four kills. I didn't see that asshole die.
Okay.
Wait, two titties. Who? The fucking...
Cameron dude?
No, the priest.
Oh, okay, fine.
Fuck him. I didn't see him die.
Four kills, two titties.
Would you recommend this? We already answered that.
No.
What do you rate this?
I originally gave it half a star because the fucking fucks quotes, but then I dropped it back down to no star.
Yeah.
I was like, there's other Amityvilles that I've watched that weren't this bad that I didn't rate.
Yeah.
So I couldn't give this any star.
You know what? If you look at Letterboxd, I have it at a half star, and it's really just because you can't technically give movies a zero star.
Yeah,
I think,
you can't technically.
On Letterboxd, but I think I'm going to go ahead and just do that anyway because I think the review still pops. Well, no, because that just doesn't pop up in like lists and stuff like that, I think, you know?
Just shows that you didn't watch it, quote unquote.
Oh, but I don't think it pops up in like when you do like highest rated, lowest rated, and stuff like that.
Oh.
And that's what I like to do, you know? When I look back on stuff, I like to see like what's the lowest rated, what's the highest. So I'll keep it at half a star, but just know, like, if you listen to this podcast, just know this isn't a half a star. Like, I'm rating this zero stars. I just can't physically do that on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
But no stars. This is
same.
This is terrible. I hate this more than anything I've really ever hated before.
This is really bad.
We got a fuck, marry, kill. We got the secret agent man and his exploding cock. Basically, yikes. Any other character from the movie, I really don't care because I think they're all horrible. And you have me.
What about the THC fruit?
It has to be a person. I think all these people are disgusting.
I am going to...
Also, Dylan Mars Greenberg, I'm unfollowing you on Instagram right now.
Give her unfollow.
No, yeah, you guys can watch me do it, actually. Here we go. This camera right here. Following. Unfollow. There we go.
Boom! I'm going to fuck... Special Agent Hanks. I'm gonna kill all the other people and I'm gonna marry you.
Also unfollowing on my personal. Unfollow.
Boom. What about you? Who are you fuck, marry, and killing?
Who am I fuck, marry, killing? Me. I hate this movie. next up, I think we're doing Amityville
Terror.
Yeah.
That's what you confirmed, allegedly. So I guess that's what we're doing.
If we're still going by what I think is years.
I think that one's next, and then it's Toy Box.
Do Terror next. So that'll be fun. Chrissy St. John is in Terror. Chrissy St. John was actually previously on Horror Soup. I think it was the Chopping Mall episode, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, yeah, Chrissy, I think, was going to originally be on the episode, but now that we've been all over the place with this recording, I think we're going to try to record Terror now. So unless we decide at some time between to switch it around and then save it for her for like a different time, then we're just going to do it. And
Amityville's back, y'all.
Yeah, Amityville is back, unfortunately.
Sorry
in full
for the
force.
Long hiatus.
All right, but I want to end this episode because it makes me really sad. I feel like how I felt like on the last Evil Bong episode or like the last few, just like really sad and it's hard to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the end. If you made it this far, honestly, I commend you for this one, genuinely.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for listening.
We want to thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being there. If you enjoy the show, the absolute best way to help is by telling a friend about the show. Tell a friend by word of mouth. Share our posts on social media. Print out some flyers and tape them to the walls around your city. Post us to your great-grandmother's Facebook wall. Play our entire episode catalog while you sleep so that you wake up thinking about us and put a jump scare day with the community. Anything helps. If you'd like to go a step further, rate the podcast wherever you listen or watch. Wait, isn't that what I just said?
You did
I said tell a friend, but I also said rate, I think, at some point, too, so I threw myself off. If you want to rate it, rate it. If you leave a review, we'll read it on the show. And shout out to our Canadian homie, Jen, for sending us a giant box of Canadian snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim, keep talking for a second. Talk about how cool Jen is and thank her for the hickory sticks and, like, the other Canadian things. And I'll be right back. I have something. Keep going. Pat.
Oh, I know what you're doing. The hickory sticks and the snacks. Caleb's going down to get them so I can try them live on camera. But there was also like ketchup chips in there, which I'm really dreading trying, but I'm going to try one. You also gave some all dressed chips, which Caleb, bring the all dressed. I hope that he still has them because I really want to try them because I've heard they're the tits. And there were some other goodies in there. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you for bringing the Canadian treats because Canada has a lot of cool and wonky treats. So we love that our listeners are sending us those. But Caleb's on his way upstairs right now to bring me some of these treats because he's been begging me to eat a ketchup chip all day. And I'm like, Caleb, I do not want to vomit. I can't eat this right now. But it's my time. I've been putting this off for too long. Also, again, shout out to Ricky Dabitz, DeBeats. I like DeBeats. I'm just going to say DeBeats, Ricky. At Not Charted, because he's great. Are you bringing me the chips? Yeah, he is. And now my taste test begins, y'all. Caleb has returned.
Kim has to try a couple Canadian snacks. I've already tried the ketchup glaze, so I will not be doing this right now.
Move my mic a little bit.
But Kim will go ahead and try one of these ketchup glaze. Let me give you two.
Do you like my drawing, by the way?
Huh? Yeah, show it to the camera. They smell just like ketchup. You want to smell first?
Oh, hold on. I'm not doing this the right way. That's my drawing. It's a woman's titties, and they're dripping with some substance, and there's a vagine with hair, and it's also dripping something.
Beautiful. Here are two ketchup lays.
Why are you giving me two?
You got to do two because we all did two to three when we first
These. These are dusty. So for those of you not watching, I'll show them on the camera. Oh my God, they'll smell like ketchup. For those of y'all watching on video, these are what they look like. They're like dusted with a red powder, kind of like you know, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, they're like they look just like the hot Lays. Like honestly, if you saw them in a container, you'd probably confuse them.
They smell a lot like ketchup.
Yeah. Kim is currently eating the ketchup Lays.
I can't. I'm gonna throw up.
You don't have to finish them. It's okay if you don't want to. They're really. I almost vomited.
They taste like you're scooping a sip of ketchup, and I hate. Just
I despise ketchup, and it's all
no. I don't despise ketchup, but I will not eat it by itself.
Well, yeah, I'll put ketchup like light ketchup on like, maybe, like a burger ketchup. Or something like that. But I'm really like I don't care about ketchup. I don't need it on anything.
I need it with like potatoes
it.
And like my burgers, but
I don't even like it on fries.
I don't like a lot of it.
Yeah, they're sick.
Wait, what's
it's all the bad parts of
Jen?
Ketchup? Huh? Yeah, her name's Jen.
Jen, wait. So Jen, we need you to comment in when we post this episode. Do you eat like do y'all like these chips?
I think they do. I think Canadians like them. I don't know if she specifically does.
Look,
she also
I'm trying,
sent some all dressed ranch and hickory sticks, and those are fire.
I'm not a picky eater, and I'm where are the all dressed? I want to try one.
Oh shit, I left those downstairs. I'll
go get them.
I'll get them for the next one that we do. But here, we're gonna try these right now. These are
syrup.
Like. I think so.
I'm not
They're
a
like,
huge syrup person either.
Either.
I'm really striking out with the kids.
I don't know what these are. Dare
a
rebel.
I need a palate cleanser.
They're dare a rebel.
I gotta. Ooh. And I'm sorry, Jenna. I don't want to disrespect the Canadian.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. That smells like maple syrup. Okay, cheers. Okay.
For people who hate chewing in the mic, they're going to hate this.
I know. It's the end of the episode. Who cares?
These are pretty good.
These aren't bad. I don't mind this.
These taste like... So what are these called? Show them to the camera. You got to do the actual taste test. Everybody sees. So it's French. So these must be from like Montreal.
Yeah, it's definitely French Canadian.
Le Rabel. Le Rabel.
Le Rabel.
Crème le Rabel. I'm terrible at French. But they're like maple shortbread cookie sandwiches, and they have like a little like cream in the middle, kind of like an Oreo, but it's like maple flavored. They're not overly maple. They're good, even though they smell overly maple. These taste a lot like airplane cookies that they would give you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like United Airlines is gonna hand you these in a little baggie. I fucks with these, Jen. Jen, you're one for one. You lost us on the ketchup chips, but you've redeemed yourself a little bit with the dare snacks.
And I have one more for you.
Can tell I'm going to fuck with this.
One's odd.
It looks like something I'd get at Cracker Barrel.
It looks interesting, but it's not what you'd expect.
What's it called? Show the
They're
camera.
Smarties.
Oh, right.
But they're not exactly smart. Canadian
okay.
Smarties
Okay, is
are
this beef jerky?
Else. They are odd. They're odd.
I don't
odd.
Know about this one. You showed the camera the box. Is that a maze on the back of the box?
Is a maze on
like
the back
the
of the box.
I like the packaging.
It's an interesting packaging, but they're also not like...
I'm trying to show you guys what it is, but I literally can't.
They're also so not like Smarties though, because I thought they were like, you know, when you think Smarties, you think of like the little,
yeah,
you know, the what
powder
are the powder, like, you know, circle
so this
things,
is
whatever
what
the
this
fuck
looks like. I don't know if you guys can see. It's basically, I mean, like it's a small mini chunk of a beef jerky. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready.
So, well, I actually can't eat this because, but.
So it is meat.
I think it might be. I don't know for sure.
Oh, I'm like, so freaked out.
It might be. I don't know. It tastes like. Why are you moving the napkin so much? What does it taste like?
Don't eat that.
Why? What does it taste like? Kim, what does it taste like?
Oh my god. Is that dog food? All right, Jen.
Do you want
all right, Jen.
Wait, Kim, do you want a real Smartie? It was dog food? Is that the real Smarties?
You just fed me dog food? Am I allowed to eat that?
Yes, it's fine. You're not going to die from eating it. Here, this is a real Smartie. For people that can't see the video right now, because Kim walked off camera, she ran over to hit me.
You feed him that?
Yeah. He loves them. They're begging strips.
Oh, my God. I was this close to being like, Jen, go fuck yourself. So why would you send us that?
So to be fair, Kim, I actually do know what that tastes like. I did try one before because I think we did like some, I think, I don't know if it was a Soup Kitchen episode or like some video or something like that on a stream, but we all tried a piece. Oh, I think it was when Nia was here. Of course it was Nia's idea. We all tried a piece. We all had the same reaction as you. I think Nia ate it and then ate another piece.
Of course.
You know how she is. She's a demon. This is the real Smartie.
I don't know if I trust
her.
Anymore.
You can take it right from the box. I'll eat these ones with you, too.
All right, Jen. Sorry. I'm glad I didn't say fuck you.
No, Kim, I was crying when you were like, your Canada candy tastes like dog food.
I was about to go in on Jen. I was about to be like, how fucking dare you send us meat in a box? You almost lost a listener because of that shit. You bastard. Okay, so these are Nestle. I love this little box. It's really cute. These are called Smarties. They're,
but
like,
they're not smart. They're so
they
look,
yeah, they're not like the American version of Smarties that are like the powdered, you know, like fruity flavored little tarts. This is more
so
like
a bite,
chocolate.
It's still okay. So you already know it's chocolate. I actually thought they might have.
It literally
been
says
like,
it's Nestle. Dude.
Oh, did it?
Well, it's Nestle. This says milk chocolate.
I didn't look at it. I just saw Smarties and I opened it and then I was like, oh. I thought they were maybe going to be like a circle shape, like Smarties or some shit like that, you know, like something different. But I was like, they're basically M&M's.
They're basically M&M's.
Yeah.
And they're in a cute little box. I fuck with these.
They're not that great, though. I feel like they're not as good as M&M's.
I kind of like them.
Yeah? I like them. Like, they're not bad, but you know what I mean?
The shell is, like, crunchy.
Okay, now we're getting close to an hour 40. I want to get this done right now. Okay, guys. Anyway, I'm going to remind you guys one more time about the digital live show on the 21st of June.
I'm still fucking mad at you.
That was pretty good. I can't wait to clip that. 21st of June, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do a Rectuma fucking live show. And also that if you guys aren't on the Patreon right now, there is an episode of Rectuma out. You did that one with, right?
No, I just watched it 4 times.
You didn't end up doing it with us?
No, because it was after I left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you put me through
torture.
Oh,
I think it might have been like me, Bree, Migs, and Nia, right?
Yeah, you just put me through torture. I don't know who you did it with, but you put me through torture 4 times for me to not fucking cover it.
I think
it.
The episode is me, Bree, Dickhead. Migs, and Nia, or something of that variation. I think Tough Guy might have been there, too. Actually, I think there's like 5 of us on that episode. I don't know. I can't believe.
Was this when I went upstairs because you called me?
What did I call you?
I'm not going to say it.
What?
You called me something
I call you?
Derogatory, and Bree thought I was upset, but I was just tired, so I went to bed. Maybe that's when you guys
covered
it.
Do remember that.
Maybe that's when I went to bed.
Bree was like, oh, shit, you really fucked her up.
No, I was just tired.
No, you were dead.
But
like
I wasn't there
the
for the Rectuma.
No, I think it might have been after you left. I don't really remember, but yeah, Kim. Just know Kim has seen Rectuma many times. But anyway, there is an episode on Rectuma out. That's where we're doing the live show on. Patreon.com/horror soup. And you can find us on social media on Instagram at horror soup, Twitter at horror soup sucks. My TikTok's banned me again then. My letterbox is at horror soup Caleb. Kim's Instagram is Kim_shady. Her letterbox is Kim_shady23. And I do another podcast called Scream. It's with the ladies over at Morbid, Ash and Elena. They do a true crime podcast that's pretty awesome. And then we do a horror movie podcast together. And we recently talked to Hellraiser legend Doug Bradley, so go check that out. Really good stuff. I think there might be,
you guys are like in Times Square, no big deal.
Oh, we got a billboard up right now. I mean,
so
shit,
no one's heard of your podcast. Damn. It's a really small podcast. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
It still, I think I don't remember that because it still does not seem real. Like the fact that right so now legit. As we're speaking, there is a billboard up in Times Square that's gonna be, that's the full duration is like 2 weeks. A billboard up in Times Square for 2 weeks, and my face is on it. Like, that's crazy.
Well, it's not going to be for long if you keep feeding me dog food. Bastard.
Actually, it will be, because you're going to murder me, and my face is going to be up in lights. So thank you to Rosalie for our horror soup jingle. You can listen to Scream! Exclamation point on all platforms. That's that podcast I was just talking about. Ross Lee for our jingle throughout the show's episodes. Members Only Club for all his other stuff. Those are musicians. They're awesome. Kim, eat another chip. Tell people what you thought about the chip and the dog food.
No, I'm about to... When this camera turns off, Caleb's going to get his ass whooped. This motherfucker fed me dog food.
Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give it, horror soup, horror soup. Would you like some bread? I'll do you a slice with a pinch of salt. It'll taste really nice. You've done really well, cause this stuff tastes just like hell. Swallow it down, it'll fill up a hole. Stick out your tongue and lick out your bowl. We're having a bite with creatures of the night. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Horror soup. Horror soup. Horror soup. We'll keep you well fed. It's gorgeous smell, could wake the dead. Vegetable is just forgettable. If your energy's low, you know what to do. Simply double on down some of the spooky stew. Rewind and dine a hungry Frankenstein. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give it, horror soup, horror soup. Let me be your Sweeney Todd, your private chef. I'll be your just dessert. You can even drink it from a cup. I'll do the washing up, I'll do the washing up. I'm getting full, my belly's gonna burn. Give me horror soup, give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup, give it. Horror soup, horror soup.
He can't even look after himself.
I'm Kim Wilson. And this is Horse Soup.